Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, coming to you today from Washington, D.C. as part of the Greater Des Moines Partnerships, Washington, D.C. Flying. Thanks so very much for being with us. With us here in D.C. is David Tucker. Dave is the Senior Vice President of Product Development for Workiva out of Ames, Iowa. He's also a first-timer on the Greater Des Moines Partnerships trip. So we're going to talk a little bit about Workiva and about his experiences here in D.C. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Michael.
All right. So tell us a little bit about Workiva. You're in product development, which would mean R&D. Big thing, obviously. Can't stand still. Got to be doing new things. Tell us about the company Workiva, and then we'll talk about some more specifics.
Okay. Workiva started in 2008 with the idea of helping companies prepare their SEC filings, and we had a great entry in that marketplace. We were in the right place at the right time. Have grown a lot over the past several years and have now gone into additional product areas such as Sarbanes-Oxley, and general corporate performance management, and is becoming a big area for us as a company.
Now, many people who are listening are going, wait a minute, SEC filings, what in the world is that, and how did you guys help streamline that?
Well, we found that it was a big problem for companies creating these regulatory documents, and the way that, you know, they were amassing a lot of different documents, spreadsheets, trying to pull everything together. And we created a solution in the cloud to really streamline and optimize that process.
And Securities Exchange Commission is what we're talking about, SEC. And when we're doing that kind of work, it all has to be pretty exacting. It can't necessarily be a one-size-fits-all, can it?
Well, we've found that, you know, we have a solution that works for small to medium companies and large enterprises. So the problem of pulling together and doing a lot of your performance management as a company is a very general problem across a lot of every company.
Right. When we talk about R&D at Workiva, what kinds of things do you get to work on? Are you out there visiting with businesses saying, okay, what issues can we help you solve with technology?
Our product development process is very focused on what we call customer discovery, going out, understanding their problems, learning what they're dealing with day to day, and then building solutions to help them solve those problems.
Whatever that issue might be.
Whatever that issue might be. So we work with large and small companies. We also spend times with the large technology companies like the Google and Amazons of the world who help us in our cloud platform. So it's really a wide variety.
It's really a remarkable business. Dave Tucker, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Senior Vice President of Product Development at Workiva, based in Ames. Well, let's flip the page a little bit. This is you're a Des Moines partnership, Washington, D.C. virgin, so to speak.
Right.
So how's this going? What is it, what you expected? What'd you do?
I think it succeeded my expectations. I really came here primarily in my role as the chair of the board of the Technology Association of Iowa, really representing the Iowa technology community as a whole. And I've been in Washington before with Ames and the Ames Chamber, but one of the things I realized is there are a lot of people in Des Moines that I don't know, don't have connections with. And so I saw it as an opportunity to come and just meet a broader spectrum of the Des Moines business community and leadership around the central Iowa. And for that, it's been fantastic. I've met a ton of people, exchanged cards, made a lot of great contacts on this visit. It's really been an invaluable thing for me in terms of understanding, get to know in the community.
And that's so critical. We just had Mayor Bob Antwig from the city of Urbandale just before you sat down with us. And we were talking over 20 years to the partnership fly-in here in D.C. And he said exact same thing. He said, you know, it is wonderful to interact with our legislative liaisons here and their staff. But it really is valuable to have the opportunity to be 72 hours with a business and civic and nonprofit leaders within the metro to have that opportunity to exchange information and build relationships.
And that has been, I think, the real valuable parts of this trip have just been all the side times, even outside of the meetings. There's been a lot of great content we've seen, but it's just been the networking, hanging around after things were over, going out for dinner. Those have been the great opportunities.
Yeah, and those opportunities, you know, while we have them in Des Moines, the opportunity to be actually almost cocooned with 200 individuals and no place else to go, really, other than with each other and have that legislative interaction. On the legislative side, were there some things that you learned here during the partnership trip to D.C. that assuaged some angst or highlighted the angst when we look at the process?
Well, I think the recent sessions I've been in, learning what's going on in immigration with the H-1B visa programs, it's been insightful for me just seeing where people are on that and actually challenging, I think, some of the assumptions that are out there on what the issues really are and the need for high-tech workers, especially in Iowa.
When we talk about workers in Iowa, every individual who has a business who has sat behind our microphones has said, you know, the biggest challenge that we have is finding capable, high-caliber, high-quality employees. We're keeping in that same boat?
Yes, we are. We've grown.
I thought maybe you guys had the magic pill or something.
Well, no, we've grown. We've hired a lot of people in Iowa, but we've also hired people around the nation. We're in 16 different locations around the world. And though we have close to 600 people in Iowa, we have a lot of openings, and we're still trying to recruit people to move to Iowa.
And the other side of that, you mentioned you have 16 different locations. Is Workiva a company that embraces offsite workers?
We do. We found as part of our growth, that's one of the ways our strategy would be: find people, start an office, generally locate near a university, develop a relationship with the university, and that was the only way we were able to grow at the rate we were growing over the past several years.
Well, there you go. So if you're listening to this broadcast or later the podcast when we put it up on the internet, you can certainly reach out to Workiva. We will have those links. And if you're interested in the world of technology and helping business grow and succeed, this might be one of those companies that you would reach out to. Dave, thank you very much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. It was great to be here.
Are you rested? Are you ready to get back for the weekend?
No, I'm not rested. I'm exhausted, but it's been a blast.
I called my bride last night. I have to tell you this. I called my bride last night, 9:30 D.C. time, 8:30 in Des Moines. And she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to bed." So it was a pleasant evening. Dave, thank you very much for doing this. We certainly do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks again.
Dave Tucker, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Senior Vice President in charge of product development at Workiva in Ames, a fascinating company. And if you're interested, you can also follow their stock ticker because it is a public corp. All right, we've got to step aside for more from Washington, D.C. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. I know this is a little bit different than we've been doing over the past 3 days. But we thought it was important to come here and then speak to several of the individuals that are making all of this possible, because everything that you see, almost everything that you see, that's in and around the 23 communities that make up the Greater Des Moines Partnership is because of, well, volunteers, leaders, and individuals who believe in Central Iowa and the positive growth of what comes in the future. All right, stay tuned. We're going to be coming back from Washington, D.C., and the Greater Des Moines Partnership's D.C. fly-in on the Business News Hour.